Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Welcome to The Charged Life. This is Brendan Burchard.
How do you attract more love into your life? Now, this counts if you have no love in your life, or you're already with somebody and you're like, gosh, I wish I could just get more from him. I wish I could get more from her. And how do you pull that energy of love in from another person? How do you elicit it? How do you get it from the universe? All these big questions that people usually talk about when they start speaking about attracting love. Now, for the first and foremost, your initial attention should not be to attract love. It should be to give love. Let's just get that straight out of that. I'll talk about how to attract it, but come on, let's be real here. That the real force and the real pull of the universe isn't just to hand us something, because if it did, it'd already be there in all the time. And I believe love is, by the way, at a spiritual level, absolutely. But I also feel like people go through the motions of their day, you know, and they get caught up and they're easily distracted and they're easily emotional in the positive and negative ways. And, you know, life catches up to them. And so love, if you really want to experience it in your life, you need to get disciplined to put it out there. So let's just start with that. If you want more love, put more out there. That's what's going to, quote unquote, attract it. Okay, so now we got that covered. Now let me give you four ideas for those who do that. Just give it to me, Brendan. Let me attract it. First and foremost, be open. Be open. Like, what's going to attract something new into our lives is when we have created the white space around us that a new energy could enter, right? Most people, they say that they are open. You know, well, Brendan, I'm open, I'm a liberal. Or Brendan, I'm open, I'm a this. Or I'm open, I'm that. No, that's not what I mean. What I mean by openness is that if you think about it like spatially, right? Like this room, what makes this room open is the absence of structure. Does that make sense? So in your own life, sometimes all that structure that you're trying to build to perfect things, to organize things, to discipline things, to keep everything great, that structure can also blind you or prevent and block out more coming in. So sometimes you need to be okay that your routine doesn't have to be perfect, that your habits don't have to be exact, that what you think needs to happen when you go into that networking experience doesn't need to happen. That dinner out with the girls doesn't have to go a specific way. That you in, especially in social situations, you structure less. Lower your expectation. Lower your anticipation. And instead, go in with a full openness and trust to that universe, a full openness and trust, a faith that something amazing could come in that you might not have any control about. If you need help on this, go watch that old movie, Serendipity, with John Cusack, and I can't remember the lady's name in that movie. But it was all about, like, she was in this, she's going to trust that things are going to come back around. And it's a beautiful thing. So you have to trust that in your social situations, that things will come into you. Be open to that possibility of things working out. Here's a simple way to do that. I call it the doorframe tag. Anytime I walk into a new door in a social situation that matters to me, right? I'm walking in to go meet somebody new, to go to a networking event, to go out with my friends into a bar. When I walk through a door frame, I trigger my mind to say this. What's this going to be like? There's an enthusiasm. What's this going to be like? Not like, I know what I want. No, what's this going to be like? People who are like, what's this going to be like, have higher curiosity. Thus, they have higher openness and faith and trust that something cool is going to happen. That's going to draw people into you. Like that anticipation that something good around here is going to happen, that's going to draw people to you, okay? So that openness, that trust, that faith, whatever you want to call it. Number two, and this is really important, joy. Nothing is more attractive than when you are in your full element, your joy of life, that gratitude, that just sense about you that says, I'm happy with my life. Because you know, nothing's less attractive than the person who just always is complaining and moaning. And hey, look, it's okay that you're not always happy. This is not about putting a smile on for everybody and faking it. But do everything you can to set up habits and take care of your mind in such a way that you generate more happiness. Happy, beautiful people. You've heard it, right? We're to be vibrant people. We're to be happy people. We're to be joyous people. But that doesn't happen by itself. What we have to do is we have to try. And the reason we have to try is because life gets in the way. There's that jerk who cut you off at work, that person who stole your trust, that person who was mean to you over here. And you have to remember, like, okay, I have to bring the joy for myself. Don't wait for it to enter. Because when you're beautiful, that's when you're joyous. Your beautiful laugh is that one that's true and genuine and joyous in the moment. Joy is spontaneous. It is present. It is something, though, we can also learn to cue. We can learn to appreciate that thing that it brings us joy. That person that said this, that person that did that, your child walks by. You can use these as cues to remember to be grateful and to feel more joy. The more joyous you are, the more you attract good energy into your life. I think the third big piece is, and I know I said the word earlier, just try. And what I mean by try is try with other people again. I watch people talk at lunch. They're not really trying to be engaged. They're not really there. And it's great that they're comfortable with themselves, but they're going through the motions. And very few things ever happen amazing when two people are just going through the motions. Because our default going through the motions, unless it's imbued by like challenge or presence or vibrancy, Usually our default is homeostasis of just like, yeah. And that is not very attractive, okay? That is not something that gets people's attention. What people gets people's attention is when you put an effort to listen to them, to be with them, to be present with them, to change the energy between the two of you, for you to spark something. Stop waiting for good energy to come into your life and start generating great energy, and you'll feel the difference. Try with your energy again, right? Really pay attention to people. Be present with them. They'll feel that you're trying, and they'll appreciate it. I'm not saying faking, right? So if it's not authentic and real, don't do it. But you must try more often to show up as your best self into conversations and to try and pull out the best of others. I think the most sexy thing in a person ever is someone who's trying to pull out the best energy from you, right? Whether they're trying to pull out the flirtation of you or pull out the joy of you or the gratitude of you or that positive range of emotions from you, that's pretty sexy. So try to bring out the best of others. And then I guess the last piece is be willing to spend more time with people. I think a lot of people who struggle attracting people into their life is because they're so transactional with their relationships and so quick with them. You know, well, let's grab a quick bite to eat. Okay. And they go to fast food together and they leave. I'm like, sit and enjoy your time with people. As you enjoy more time with people, they want to introduce you to more of their people. Your network expands. As your network expands and people meet you in a place where you are open, they meet you in a place where you are joyous. They meet you where they can tell that you're trying and you're spending quality time with them. They start introducing more people into your network. And all of a sudden, you've got more people referring more people to you, and you attract more people. And guess what? The odds are out of those more people, you will also meet that one, find that love. And if you already got that love, all these same rules apply, my friend. Could you be more open in your relationship? Maybe for too long, you've been too fixed about how things need to go. Could you bring more joy in that relationship and stop waiting for him to take out the garbage or waiting for her to be perfect and just give them joy? Could you try a little bit more to be a good husband, a good wife, a good girlfriend, a good boyfriend? And could you give a little more quality time to them? I bet if you did those things, you'd start to feel like you've attracted love without realizing what you've done is you've put out the very thing that you so desperately desire, and so it came to you. I hope that serves you. There's a lot of love in this world. It's there. Spiritually, it's there all the time. It's in our heart all the time. Now we just need to amplify it if we wish to attract it. I hope you've enjoyed this, and you always live in the charged life. Hey, my friend, it's Brendan. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Do me two favors. Number one, subscribe to this channel so that you continue to get updates every time I release new training for you. And number two, if you would like to get ahead a little faster in life, what I'd like to do is give you my 10 steps to achieving anything 10 times faster. So if you have a big goal, a big dream, a big mission in life, and you just like to achieve it faster, what would you need to do? You know, this is exactly what I keep next to my computer or next to my bed. And every time I have a big dream, a big goal, I open it up and I kind of use this as my checklist to get ahead faster. Because you and I both know if you're gonna be more effective or more productive, or you are gonna achieve your goals and your dreams faster, you're gonna have to switch your perspective a little bit on achievement itself. You're gonna have to adopt new thinking patterns and habits. You're gonna have to have new daily rituals and habits, and your entire approach to learning and skill development must be better. So in order to help you do that, go to brendon.com/10x. That's Brendon, brendon.com/10x. And you can download this guide for free. Just tell me your name and email. I'm happy to email that to you for free. The same guide I use to achieve any goal or dream faster. Thanks for tuning in. Until I see you next time, go out there every single day of your life, live fully, love openly, and make your difference today. Hey, it's Brendon, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups.
You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins. It's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.